There are opinions, and then there is action, or lack of interest. The poll showed just 11% of the public supports the $45.2 billion merger, 56% oppose it, and 32% had no opinion. The Public Service Commission has been holding hearings on the merger in New York this week. Time Warner Cable has about 2.6 million subscribers statewide. Just 24 of them attended the first meeting Sunday night at SUNY Buffalo. The second hearing was Wednesday night at the University at Albany's Performing Arts Center. WRGB reported that there were more people on stage than in the audience. Michael McCauley is with Consumers Union.
Most people probably had no idea that the Public Service Commission was holding a hearing.
The third hearing was scheduled for Thursday evening in New York City.
If you hated Time Warner Cable, you're going to absolutely despise Comcast.
Philip Dampier is founder of the Rochester-based consumer group Stop the Cap. He says if you are worried about increasing cable bills and the future of net neutrality, you may have more worries than you realize as consumers under age 30 pull the plug on cable.
They're beginning to watch more and more of their television shows and movies online. Services like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu. So if you're sitting in Comcast or Time Warner's headquarters and you see people starting to cancel their cable TV subscription and now they're starting to use their broadband account to watch all of this, they just lost $80 a month. So how do we prevent people from switching their cable TV off? Why, let's start limiting their broadband usage so that if you want to cancel cable, that's fine, but you're going to pay us anyway.
Dampier warns that if internet access is partitioned into levels of graduating broadband speed or fast lanes, there's no limit, not only to how much the cable company can charge subscribers, but how much it can charge websites like Netflix to ensure their websites won't be subject to problems like buffering when consumers try to watch video.
It could mean a pay-for-play kind of arrangement on the internet, and that could mean big companies have a built-in advantage over small startups.
If the proposed merger goes through, Time Warner customers would become Comcast customers. Both companies ranked near the bottom of the Consumer Reports customer service survey. Again, Michael McCauley.
When Comcast says, you know, this isn't going to result in less competition because we're not in markets where we're competing directly with Time Warner Cable. That's true because they have essentially divvied up the territory. By dominating the market, which is what this merger will allow Comcast to do, they'll have even less incentive to improve prices and customer service.
This comes as Time Warner tries to fix a problem affecting one of the most basic internet services, an email outage that has frustrated many subscribers for weeks. This issue first was officially acknowledged June 11th, although many customers report outages before that date. PSC, Time Warner, and Comcast did not respond to requests for comment. You can still weigh in with the PSC. There's information on how to comment at WAMC.org, along with complete poll results from the Consumer Reports survey, which sampled 1,573 individuals online from April 22 to 29 using quotas designed to approximate a nationally representative sample. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.